I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with law enforcement in our community. My guest today is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maple, and we are talking about our new canine officer and his handler. Tell us about our new canine officer, Enoch, if I remember right.
Yes, Enoch. He's a Belgian Malinois, and he comes from Virginia. And his handler is Sergeant Jeremiah Grider, and they just arrived back last week, and we've been working on the policies and procedures on this program, and just kind of finalizing everything as far as equipment as well.
Now, Sergeant Grider has been working with Enoch for several weeks. The training took place, as you said, in Virginia, correct?
That's correct. It was 13 weeks, and there were several areas of expertise that they went over, and so through that training, they both graduated as a handler and trainer for Sergeant Grider, and then a patrol work dog for Enoch.
Now, as a patrol work dog, what type of capabilities does Enoch have?
So Enoch comes with several capabilities, and what that includes is, like I said, he's a patrol work dog, but some of the areas of expertise that he graduated with was detecting odor, and that's he can search for narcotics, he can search for articles, he can search for clothing, he tracks people if necessary, and he can also apprehend people when we need him to do that job.
So a search of a home would be part of the duties that the dog would be helping with at times.
He could search a home. You know, there's a lot of paperwork we have to do, but to search a home, he'd have to have a search warrant, and there's a lot of factors that play into that, and so it's just getting our officers on the same page on what processes to follow for the different things that they need him for.
So other duties might be, if another officer or department needs some assistance, basically, I think they call it a perimeter search on a vehicle or something like that.
Yes, and he was actually called out just last night. Overnight, we worked with the deputies, and so he was called out, and that tool was used pretty quickly.
There are now two canine animals in the local area. Do the two dogs get to work together at times, or has that not been determined yet?
So they will get to work together, both departments. I've been in talks with Sheriff Cox, and we're going to work together. We're even going to try to put in place a rotating schedule so those guys and their canines don't get burned out. But, yeah, so far they've been back a week, almost a week and a half now, and we've got to watch them train together. You know, we've watched the handlers mainly share duties, and it's pretty neat to watch Deputy Ledbetter and Sergeant Grider work together and work through the issues that they need to and help better each other and their canines. It's pretty neat to watch that.
Does Enoch need to get used to others in the department and being around other people as well?
He does. So over the last 13 weeks, like I said, that's what his training period was. And so it's just been he and Sergeant Grider. So he knows Sergeant Grider. He's buddies with him. We've brought Enoch into the department, and he's getting used to different people on different shifts. And that way he knows who he's working with. And you know, he's another officer. He's a tool to be used. So we want him familiar with our people.
When the public sees Enoch and Enoch is on duty, how should the public approach Enoch?
Yeah, so that's a very good question. Something that when we have him out and about and he's working or he's at a function of some sort, he'll have a muzzle on. And that's just really for safety of him and other people because he's just like any other animal. You don't want to spook him. You don't want to come up on him quick. You don't want to make loud noises, and definitely don't pet Enoch unless you talk to Sergeant Grider and he approves it. Yeah, and we've honestly, it's hard to look at him because I have my own pets, it's hard to look at him as a tool. And Sergeant Grider's, you know, informed us he is a tool. He is an animal. But he is, he's come up to us and he's cuddled with some of the officers and the dispatchers. He likes to be petted. So, he's, it's hard to look at him as a tool.
Yeah. Will you be, having Enoch handle calls with other departments around the area?
Yes. So that's something we're working with our city attorney on, and we're working on an MOU, and we're going to, as departments learn about our canine program, we're going to work out memorandums of understanding with those departments. And so we will offer him, and we'll have strict guidelines on when and how we can use him as well.
How long is a canine useful to a department? How long would Enoch be available in the department?
He's approximately 2 years old, and give or take a few months. I don't remember exactly, but usually about 5 to 8 years is what a canine is good for. You know, they'll live a little longer, but their time frame of use is between that 5 and 8 years, depending on injuries or his health, of course. But we've worked with local vets, and we're gonna try to keep him well maintained. And like I said, he's a tool, but he's also an animal, so we gotta take care of him.
Now, Enoch was obtained, and the training came partially through a GI Bill, correct?
That is correct. Yeah. Sergeant Grider went above and beyond, and he's a military veteran, and he was able to use his GI benefits, and really paid for the training and Enoch. So that was a large portion of funds that we as the police department in the city did not have to locate.
Okay. All right. What happens if Sergeant Grider decides to leave the department?
We hope Sergeant Grider never leaves the department. He's an asset to our department. But in the case that he does, within the first 5 years, we will keep Enoch. And he's ours, and we'll have to find another handler. In the case that he stays that 5 years, he will get to keep Enoch after that.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.